Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. The latest edition of the Farmer's Almanac recently released its winter weather forecast for 2025-2026 with the tagline, Chill, Snow, Repeat. Oh my goodness, what are we in for? They say maybe a season of dramatic swings and widespread wintry weather. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty with this. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Sandy Duncan. She is with the Farmer's Almanac. She is the Farmer's Almanac's eighth editor and the first woman to hold this title. We introduced you to her last year. It's so good to be reconnected with you, Sandy.
So great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this really caught a lot of people's attention because we kind of had a bit of a mild summer, to be honest, here in North Texas. And we always like to see how the actual weather pattern matched up to the predictions and maybe, you know, hear about what the new predictions for the next season hold for us.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, the Farmer's Almanac, when you first think about it, you always think about the weather. We do go out on a limb and we try to give people an idea of what may come for a whole year in advance. So, looking at the 2026 Farmer's Almanac, which was just released this year, the week, we're saying that for your neck of the woods, it's going to be a cold and wet winter. And there may be some of that wetness might be whiteness. So some snow possible in the northern regions in your area. And as you mentioned, the overall prediction is for a chill, snow and repeat winter. And by that, we mean it's going to be on a pattern of it's going to cool down. It's going to be wet or white. And guess what? Just when you hope it's over, it's going to come back around again.
How is this different going to be the different this year compared to last year where we had kind of a mild winter?
Yeah, so the Farmer's Almanac did mention that we accurately predicted kind of a milder winter in Texas. We do like to bow down to Mother Nature because she always has the last word. But we do our best to try to give people an idea of what may come, 6 months to a year from now. So I do think this winter might be a little bit more cold and a little bit more stormy. Overall, like I said, we talk about cold, wet conditions. We break the country into seven zones and within the Farmer's Almanac, and on farmersalmanac.com, you can actually go to zone 5, which is where Texas is, and see how we predict month by month at 3-day intervals. But yeah, I think that, you might want to grab those boots and that de-icer and maybe a sweater because I think it's going to be a little chilly.
What are those things? We don't know about those
things. I'm sure there's some in your closet somewhere.
Right. What? No. So, when we talk about the wetness, for example, is the Farmer's Almanac some predictions, are they able to actually say, okay, you're going to be looking above average at your rainfall totals for this region, or how specific can it be? Because, for example, this summer has been, it started off pretty wet and we actually did pretty good with the rainfall totals here in North Texas. And I think that might've contributed to those temperatures. So I was just curious on how do you, let me say that again before without hitting the mic, sorry. So I was just curious on how accurate these predictions can get down to with the science that you have.
Sure. Well, yeah, I think that's why the Farmer's Almanac is looked at for the long range forecast. We do the country into seven zones. So obviously local conditions could come into play. And if we were to you know, put precise weather forecasts for each and every city as well as region, the book would be way too big to mail it to anybody. So we kind of break the country into those zones, and then we kind of give an average once we look at all the predictions for the winter season as well as the spring and the summer, and come up with that kind of cold, wet winter summary for the winter season. But we can't, you know, I mean, and that kind of looks at, sometimes we say above average or below average for the region, not per se for your exact area. And that's why we say you need your local weather forecasters, and we would never take their place. But we do try to help people plan ahead.
When we're looking at the entire winter season, is the Farmer's Almanac predicting a longer winter season this year?
It does look like winter's going to start a little sooner than the calendar says it's supposed to. Officially, astronomically speaking, the winter starts on December 21st. If you talk meteorologically, they often look at December 1st as the beginning of season, beginning of the winter season. So if you look at it that way, it's going to come on time. We actually have that four-letter word that starts with an S, snow, at possible in northern Texas in the middle of December. So it looks like it's going to start a little bit early. And then looking at the Farmer's Almanac's outlook going into March, it just looks like the beginning of March is going to be a little cool, but it looks like spring might start on time, so that's good news.
We talking White Christmas?
I don't want to go that far. I don't want to go White Christmas, especially in Texas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But
no, very interesting. You know, I'm always curious just about, I know you guys can't give away the secret sauce of exactly how you do your predictions, but I am curious, is it tempting with AI and so many other tools available to us just over the decades to change the way that you guys do your predictions behind the scenes?
Sure. Well, you know, it is tempting, but we look back at our tradition. Our founding editor, who came up with this formula back in 1818, he was studying the sky and how celestial movements in the sky affected the weather and where the moon was and where the planets were. So we've continued to look at that original formula. We have adjusted it somewhat, and we have kind of taken into consideration how weird the weather has been lately and how the earth and the environment has changed. So we're always looking at ways to possibly improve the weather formula, but we do stay true to kind of our roots to this astronomical and mathematical formula.
How does the environment affect, especially the current states of environment, without getting into other things, but just generically speaking, the environment itself, how does it affect the predictions and forecasting?
Well, I don't do the weather forecasting myself. We have a person who does that. Goes by the name of Caleb Weatherby, is a pseudonym, not a real person's name. But, you know, obviously, in the past several years, we've kind of tried to look at some atmospheric conditions such as La Nina and El Nino, if it's forming. We do have that time lapse because we go to press in June. So, you know, if it started coming out, for example, I've heard some people starting to talk about La Nina. We didn't take that into factor this year. So we do try to look at something that might be a little bit more immediate. I mean, obviously, the weather, when you look at averages, have been a little bit more warm, although this summer has been a little cooler for you guys, retrospectively speaking. So it's kind of very hard to kind of take into consideration everything that's going on in the environment. But we do try to stay as accurate or stay as true to our roots as possible.
You know, when you pick up a copy of your book, it's really fun. I mean, it's very interactive. You have so many fun facts in there. How do you keep that relevant with, you know, current readers? And how do you not repeat, or do you repeat some of the same information?
Well, you know, it is fun because I think a lot of people, when they think Farmer's Almanac, they immediately think the long range weather forecast. And they might also think, oh, my grandparents read it. Well, your grandparents read it when they were your age. And, you know, they always say grandma knows best. So, you know, you really should check it out. But yeah, you know, we do have certain things. We have a Gardening by the Moon calendar that many people follow, say they get the best results possible. We have a Best Days to Go Fishing calendar that a lot of people follow as well. We also have a Best Days calendar, which actually consults where the moon is in the sky as well as what zodiac sign the moon is in. And we list everything from best days to cut your hair, to quit smoking, to brew beer, potty train toddlers. And new this year, we've added the best days to train your pets, as well as the best days to breed your pets. So that's something that repeats every year with new information and new calendar dates, obviously. But, you know, I think the true key to the Farmer's Almanac is that we want to remind people how to be interesting, maybe change the topic in a room. So we offer some tips and ideas and lore that maybe the average person doesn't know about. Or we also just want to help people connect back with nature. You know, a lot of people, you know, still have farms or have gardens, but a lot of people have gotten away from that, especially in Dallas, and maybe you live in the city. But how do you grow something on your balcony? And in this year's almanac, I'm really excited because we have a lot of fun things. I mean, for example, do you know what they call a group of pugs?
There's a specific name for a group of pugs? No, I don't.
There is. It's called a snuggle of pugs. I mean, how cute is that? And do you also know that, if you're in the kitchen and you drop a fork, you know what might happen?
An unexpected visitor?
Yes, but a female visitor.
Oh!
If you drop the knife, the male visitor's coming.
Oh.
So we have that kind of fun stuff in the farmer's
almanac. I love that.
How do you stay relevant, especially for the changing generations, you know, youngest generation not necessarily reading books? So what do you do to bring them in so they make this a habit?
Well, obviously, you know, we have a publication, and as you mentioned, a lot of younger readers don't pick up a magazine per se anymore. We are online at farmersalmanac.com. We're on social media. It's fun because there is a younger generation, I believe, that's looking to, you know, get back to nature. There's all kinds of news about food being tainted with kind of stuff. So how can you grow your own food? How can, even if it's just basil out on your balcony kind of thing? And you know, the potty training, I mentioned it, but if you go on TikTok and you check it out, there's all kinds of young parents that are saying that it really, really works. So I think living more natural is becoming, you know, more and more important for so many more people. So I think it's a good reminder, the Farmer's Almanac, to how to do that, you know, how to connect with nature, we talked about kitchen lore, but we have some weather lore that we list in the Farmer's Almanac. And, you know, that dates way back when people had to look at nature and take a cue from nature to find out what the weather was going to bring, so they can go outside and figure out what to do with their crops. So I think the key is just really trying to remind people that even though we live in a world connected to your phone, it's kind of fun to stop and take a look around.
Sandy, you know, in your line of work, I'm sure you run into people and they want to know what you do, and you tell them. How do you confront people who say, that's a whole bunch of BS, that doesn't really work? How does that, you know, how does it align with the moon? I mean, you've seen the work behind, you've seen the history of this book, you've been a part of this team, and you've heard these success stories. How do you convince people that there is a correlation there?
I like to walk away from those people, but if I have to say this,
that's fair.
We've been around for 209 years, and I think that's what makes it special. And, you know, there's always going to be naysayers. I mean, obviously, one of the first and foremost people that people either complain about or congratulate us on is the long-range weather forecast. Again, we bow to nature, and I don't know anybody that can do weather predicting with 100% accuracy. But it's really quite interesting. And, you know, I think over the years, I've heard from so many different people about how they follow our best days. I had a call years ago about somebody. He actually, when I answered the phone, he said, listen, I'm a pharmacist. And I never believed it, but my dad used to dig post holes based on what the Farmer's Almanac said. He goes, I didn't believe him, but we did a test, and he had better post holes than I did, and he had since passed away, and he wanted to know what the Farmer's Almanac was saying. So it's not just me. It's this group of leaders in this community who have followed the Farmer's Almanac for years and years and years. And let's face it, it's kind of weird out there, so why not? Why not give us a test?
Exactly. I have one last question, and I know that it's in the almanac, and spoiler alert for the people who haven't read it, because when is the best time to pick the best corn on the cob?
Well, I don't have that, but I do have lots of tips about picking that corn on the cob. Do you know you should never peek at it unless you're going to peel it there and take it home and cook it? Because as soon as you peel it, it starts to dry out. So resist that urge and instead look for a very tightly wrapped corn on the cob, as well as a sweet smelling silk and just a little teeny bit of brown. So that's the best time.
I love that, considering that we have so many cookouts here in Texas. I think the biggest conversation always around watermelons, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone has their own spiel on that. But this has been so interesting, and we really appreciate connecting with you, Sandy. Thank you so much for your time. Any last moments you want to share with our listeners about the Farmer's Almanac?
Just that, you know, we also have a lot of sky watching events in the Farmer's Almanac as far as parade of planets. We have lunar eclipses. And in the 2026 Farmer's Almanac, we do have 11 must-watch sky events to check out and to write them on your calendar. So be sure to check us out at farmersalmanac.com and pick up a copy of the 2026 edition.
Super cool. Sandy Duncan with the Farmer's Almanac here on KRLD. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.